This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares class. Yesterday with Gwyneth Isaacs, I mentioned that I saw an image on the internet of the Queen, and her hands appeared to be bluish to me, which indicates a serious circulatory problem. And Gwyneth and I discussed that, and it looked pretty serious, and that's why we mentioned it. And I don't know if anyone else had mentioned it, but we did. Today, one day later, the royals have rushed to the Queen's bedside. And there are crowds gathering at Balmoral as the royal family rushed to the Queen's bedside. The BBC, British Broadcasting Company, suspended all regular programming to provide coverage of the Queen's health. So this is it's pretty serious for the Queen. And those who would like, you might want to consider offering some prayers for her. And she's kind of one of a kind. She knew how to drive an army tank. She knew auto mechanics. She learned a lot about a lot. And yes, she was royalty, and yes, you all paid for her, you know, for her lifestyle and her castles and so forth, and her mansions and her art collection, and, you know, on and on and on. But she did play an important role in history. So she is very, very ill. And I just wanted to share that with you. That's certainly not good news. It looks like, to me, and I've mentioned this for a couple of years now, that Meghan Markle almost single-handedly is taking down the monarchy through exposing the secrets and the, you know, the nonstop bashing of the monarchy. Do I support the monarchy? No, I don't. I kind of like our form of government, the best of all of the bad forms of government. Ours is probably the best of, you know, a poor lot, even though it's, you know, got its major, major faults. But I think that the end of the monarchy is near. I don't think it will succumb at the Queen's death, but I do think shortly thereafter it will fall apart, because people have figured out that these guys are expensive to maintain. I'm talking about the monarchy. But when they fall, the castles will fall into disrepair, the artworks, the collection will be pilfered, you know, the pomp and circumstance will end, and the focal point of the royal family will be gone, and England and the United Kingdom will lose its focal point, and it will lose a lot of its pride, and that will be the beginning of a faster demise of the United Kingdom, in my opinion. Please, class, don't believe anything that you hear in any of the media, whether you read it, see it, or hear it. Don't believe it. Don't even believe what we say here at USA Prepares. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. Kathy, I just came back from the kitchen, topped off my coffee, and our son and Mrs. Fennelli were there, and they said a Big Mac super meal, you know, the supersized, $13. And the indication is that McDonald's raised their prices very quietly and as a high percentage. I mean, $13 for a Big Mac super meal? I haven't had one. I've never had one. I don't intend to have one, but it seems like a lot of money because I remember going for the very first time to a McDonald's with my parents. It was a big thing. Going to McDonald's, it tasted great, and you could get a bag of hamburgers for a dollar. And how many would be in that bag? 10. McDonald's hamburgers in 1962 were 10 cents apiece. French fries were 20% more. They were 12 cents. But gosh, they were the best tasting French fries, the best tasting hamburgers. They're small. But for 22 cents, you could get a hamburger and French fries. No kidding. And now, the supersized Big Mac meal is $13. Now you get a drink, French fries, and a Big Mac. I remember, Kathy, a Big Mac coming out at about 49 cents. But that was about 50 years ago, or almost 50 years ago. Any comments?
Well, everything, all the fast food has really gotten expensive. And what I'm seeing and reading is people need to ask before they order. I'm seeing people order like a small chocolate shake, fries, and a hamburger. And one guy had $20 with him. He had to come back to the car and get two more dollars because it was $22. Now, I don't know. They didn't say where it was at, Vince, but I would ask. I mean, we don't eat fast food hardly ever. Once in a while, we're caught in a pinch where we have to get somewhere and we don't have time to go home. I mean, if something changes our plans. But we don't eat fast food hardly ever, Vince. So you need to ask before you go. And the other thing that they're doing, and I know you don't go to the restaurants, but these are heads up for people that are going, check the menus because those have gone, the prices have gone up. But some restaurants are adding a 5 to a 10%, they call it an inflation fee, to the bill, right at the bottom of the bill. It's a 5 or 10%. Increase. So one guy saw it and he was like furious. He didn't know that they even did it. He goes, "What is this?" Oh, they said it's called an inflation fee. So, you know, Vince, food is going to be so important. And how do we know what the prices are going to be at the end of the year? What about next year? I mean, with the droughts and the floods and the heat and the farmers struggling, you know, what about next year? So I just keep encouraging people to really support, if you can, support your local, like, orchards and your, if you're out driving and you see somebody has a roadside stand, support those people. Because if the grocery stores don't have it, if these people can make money on it, then support them. You might pay a dollar or two more, but I'm sure it's better than something that's sitting in the store for a week or two. But I, you know, we have a ton of them around me. All I have to do is, you know, with it, like if I go west 10 or 15 miles, I probably have 15 or so of these, you know, places where I can stop. So I make my rounds and I go to places and get what I need. But, you know, Vince, I did hear, I was reading a little bit about the potatoes. There's still a potato shortage. And I'm still going to dehydrate a bunch. But some people are saying they're waiting for the next crop to come in, and they're hoping that that will ease up in a couple of weeks. But they are saying that they think that the yield will be smaller. So hopefully in a few weeks, prices will come down a little bit. And then if you can get your hands on them and you can store them, or you can dehydrate them or can them. And I did read something. Vince, I don't know if you've ever done this before, but I did read one lady, when she stored them down in her basement, she put an apple in with them. So she said that helped to preserve them. Have you ever heard that, Vince?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Okay.
And I believe it works. I believe it works. You know, Kathy, you were talking about the cash register.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to share some anecdotal evidence. I mentioned this before, but so class, I was on eBay and I put some fuses in a cart, fuses that we need here at the farm, electrical fuses, little tiny fuses, and they were $2.38. Put 10 of them in the cart, I came back a little bit later, just a little bit later, to check out. And they went up to $2.50. So I said, forget it. I put some fuel filters in the cart from another guy. And they were $7 a piece. Put four of them in the cart. $7 each. Came back a few minutes later to check out. They went to $12.50 for four. You know, four of them at seven became four of them at $12.50. This kind of stuff is going on. Class, you may think, nah, I must have forgotten. It was probably $12.50. What I do now is I take screenshots and I save them because I want to make sure it's not me. It's not me. I have not lost my mind. It's not me. Prices are changing right in front of our eyes. As a matter of fact, prices are changing. I reported months ago that prices are changing as many as four times a day at supermarkets. What that really means, class, is if you see that it's $2 on the price sticker on the shelf, and you decide you're going to stop in at the rest of the aisles and, you know, go up and down the aisles as we all do, and then go to the checkout. By the time you get to the checkout, it might be $2.75 or $3. So you really, really need to pay attention because you're being fleeced. And if you agree to put it in your cart at $2, you've got in your mind it's $2, not $2.75. Now, really, what is the price? I don't know. This is a whole new sticky world that we're in. So what is the fair thing to do? The store can say, well, yeah, but that was the price, but you didn't buy it when it was $2. You're trying to buy it later in time. You know, it might be 12 minutes later, but now that's not the price anymore. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. It's really unsettling. It really is. In Germany, in 1939, there was hyperinflation, and in the 30s. And what was happening is the prices were changing so fast that if you decided you were going to have a meal at a restaurant, the price would go up while you were eating. It's true. So what people would do is they would go to the restaurant, and they would pay before they were served. They would say, okay, it's a dollar. I'll pay you now because by the time I'm done, it's going to be $2. That's what was happening in Germany. And it was so bad that on payday, people would collect their money being paid at the end of the week, and they would rush out and spend it. Not foolishly. They would spend it on necessities because they knew if they waited one day, the prices would be way more the following day. So if they got paid on Friday, they spent it on Friday. Because Saturday will be more expensive, whatever they bought. No kidding. Back to you, Kathy.
Vince, you're absolutely right. It is going up. Before it was, every 6 months it would go up, or maybe every 9 months. Sometimes it's going up, it's down from every 2 months, and now it's like from week to week I see price changes. And the sales aren't as good as what they used to be. The one store, they have blueberries for a dollar a pint, and they're local. They're just from the farm that's about 10 miles from us. And I bought a bunch, and I'm probably going to buy a bunch more because that's a great price. I haven't seen that price in a long time. So get the sales when you can and do something with them. Freeze them or use them or whatever you can then.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I'll talk about the gas station pump when we get back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class headline news. Quote, Queen Twilight Hours. Family rushes to side. Even Harry. Nation prays. Pound falls to 40-year low. That's pound sterling. End quote. So it's very serious. They don't talk about, you know, the families, the royal family's health very much. It's private matter. And now it looks like she's very near the end. So, If you pray, you might want to consider adding the Queen and the family to your prayers. Because when this monarchy ends, England will not have the focal point. What is England known for now? It used to be called Great Britain. Now it's Little Britain, right? They are, I guess you could say, in financial terms, we used to talk about leading indicators. You know, the Dow Jones used to be a leading indicator. The Dow Jones used to have wonderful companies in it, and General Electric, General Motors, companies that were used to be great, made great products, world-class products, and not so much anymore. But, you know, as goes General Motors, as goes, you know, the rest of the economy, that's, you could look at it that way. Can't look at it that way anymore, but as a leading indicator, I would say that what is Great Britain going to look forward to? What is the United Kingdom going to? What is the focal point? You know, they used to make Jaguars, Morris's Garage, known as MGs, Triumphs, Triumph motorcycles. They made some really neat products, and we'd look up to them. Woolen sweaters from England, you know, world class, great products. How about now? Jaguar is Chinese, What happened to MG? What happened to Triumph? What happened to the Royal Navy? You know, we don't look at England the way we used to. And when the monarchy falls, there won't be much to look up to. And who's going to maintain all of that, all of those antiques, all of that history? Who's going to maintain it? I don't think anybody is in the long run. In the short run, there'll be some scrambling to take over all these valuable artifacts. But in the long run, I think they'll just be forgotten about. I wanted to mention prices. Kathy was talking about price changes, and so was I. When I go to buy gas, Klaus, let's say the pump, the sign at the gas station says $3.09. I'm using that as an example. That's a pretty low price right now. But let's say it says $3.09. I don't believe it until I get to the pump and put my credit card in it and see where it says $3.09. I don't believe it until I actually see that I can dispense it before I click that nozzle and start pumping it. I don't believe it's $3.09 until I actually see that very pump with that very nozzle that I have in my hand going to $3.09. Because it could be $3.24. So I think you need to pay attention. I think you really need to pay attention. And gas stations are you know, using the E85, the 15% ethanol, and they're putting that on the sign, and that's generally a lower price than regular grade 10% ethanol, right? So what happens is you might think that you're getting, you know, the low price when you're actually paying more, because they're kind of indicating that the price would be regular, but it really isn't. It's sub-regular E85. So keep that in mind. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, we wanted to talk about security and safety a little bit. I see more and more of it happening, and I think that's something that people just really need to be careful. There are little communities now and streets where there's so much theft in stealing out of the mailboxes that they're putting in those locking mailboxes at the end of the road where it's all, they're all like on a little, I don't know, you know, they're just all together. They're like metal mailboxes because people are getting their mail stolen and any, I don't know what all they could steal. I mean, you know, they want to steal the bills or something, but they're doing that. So I think that's something else. And, you know, Vince, we can talk more. There's a few more things that I saw that I, there's some suggestions that I have.
Yeah, and I was talking with Bert yesterday, and he said, hey, Vin, you won't believe it. People are stealing things out of people's mailboxes. Exactly what you're saying. You're in Ohio, he's in California. Yep. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Democrat official in the Las Vegas government who was the focus of stories written by murdered Las Vegas investigative reporter Jeff German was arrested in the case Wednesday on suspicion of murder. Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis was taken into custody after a standoff with SWAT. Authorities searched his home for hours earlier Wednesday. That's according to Metro Police Sheriff Joe Lombardo. A California sheriff's deputy was arrested after allegedly killing a married couple in their Dublin, California home early Wednesday morning. Dublin is about a 35-minute drive north of San Jose. 24-year-old Devin Williams Jr. was taken into custody less than 12 hours after a search for him. Williams is a member of the Alameda County Sheriff's Department and was off duty at the time of the shooting. The National Football League season kicks off tonight in Southern California as the Rams host the Bills. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In November to choose their next federal, state, and local leaders. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott explains Senate Republican strategy heading into the midterm elections on Fox News.
We're defining the Democrats. We're helping our Republicans who went through tough primaries, and they're now doing really well. We're competitive.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A California sheriff's deputy was arrested after allegedly killing a married couple in their Dublin, California home Wednesday morning. Dublin is about a 35-minute drive north of San Jose. 24-year-old Devin Williams Jr. was taken into custody less than 12 hours into a search for him. Williams, a member of the Alameda County Sheriff's Department, was off duty at the time of the shooting. Opening the National Football League season tonight in Southern California, the Rams will be hosting the Buffalo Bills. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black. Today,
God, you're
take my. When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, class, I just heard a commercial for O'Reilly's Auto Parts. And, you know, O'Reilly's is one of the largest companies in Missouri. No kidding. It really is. I believe it's within the top 10 in the state of Missouri. And they have this loaner program. They call it renting. And I just want to say I have used it. So, for example, if you're doing a special job and there is a special tool that's required, they will let you use it for free. I don't know why it's called renting it, but let's say the tool costs $100 and you probably don't have that particular tool. Like, for example, if you want to remove a fan clutch from a car, there's a special tool to hold the fan mechanism. I'm talking about the thermostatically controlled mechanical fan on your engine of your car. Well, there's a special tool for that, and most of us don't have one. We do, but most people don't. And so you can go to O'Reilly's and say, I'd like to rent the tool to remove that fan so I can put the new fan clutch on. They'll rent it to you, and let's say the tool costs $100. They'll charge you a $100 deposit. You pay the deposit, and you can use that tool for a day. And you bring it back. And there's no charge. It's not like they take that $100 and give you 90 of it back. They'll give you all $100 back if you don't destroy the tool. And even if the tool breaks, it might be carried under, you know, their guarantee, and you don't even have to pay for a tool that failed. So you might want to consider that. And other auto parts stores may have the same type of program. So it's for all kinds of things. It's not just for fan clutches. All kinds of specialized tools, grease seal drivers, bearing drivers, wheel pullers, gear pullers, all kinds of tools, specialized tools that you may not have. So I just want to share that with you as our class is really comprised of people who are do-it-yourselfers. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, some of the things that I'm hearing with the with security, one of them was in Minnesota where there was carjackings. You would get hit in the rear. I remember they did that before, and then you get out of the car, and then they'd either take your purse or your wallet or your car. So they recommended that you stay in your car and call police. Don't get out because of the carjacking problem. So that was one thing. And another one, Vince, was, I don't know where this was, but a lady said on her road, she caught a couple stealing, it was a man and a woman stealing the sweet corn. They got out of their car and they had bags and they were stealing the sweet corn.
You know, Kathy, I remember when I was, you know, much, much younger, people might go into a farmer's field, I'm talking about children, and steal an ear of corn or so. But that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about adults stealing a bag of corn. That is indicative of how bad things are. Because, I'm trying to think, a dozen ears of corn when I was a child was a dollar, but you got one free, so you got 13 for a dollar, and I know it's not like that now. But how much could you steal in terms of monetary value with corn? So it's a lot of weight for a little bit of money, right? Not that corn's cheap now, but it seems to me that people would only do that if they're hungry. Kathy, any comments about that?
Well, that and greedy, Vince. I think some people think, oh, look at all this corn. They're never going to miss it. And that's not the point. You know, it's still stealing. It's still greedy. I guess if you were super hungry and you had to feed your children, maybe there could be a little forgiveness there. And I think desperate people do desperate things, but it's still not right. You know, I think you could go to food banks, or even if you went to the farmer's market and told them your situation, you know, maybe they could cut you a deal or something like that. But I would
Kathy,
do it. Wrong is wrong and right is right. So
I agree with you. I agree with you. Kathy, I've been watching this series just before I collapse at night, and it's called Jeremiah, Jeremiah. And this is a series from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. And there's some unnecessary nudity in it. There's some unnecessary profanity in it. I don't think any profanity is necessary. But, you know, in Hollywood, they try to figure out every way they can to get women to take their clothes off. So I guess that's probably why they did it. But Jeremiah is a series. It's a post-apocalyptic series. And I recommend it as homework to the class. You can find it used on Amazon, and you might be able to find it used on eBay. Series 1 is pretty much all I've watched. I think that's all you should consider at this point. And what happened is there was a virus that got out. People under the age of innocence, meaning puberty and younger, or up to puberty, survived. all adults seem to die. And it was a virus that got out, and now what? There's no manufacturing, there's no electricity, there's no road repairs, there's no new cars, you're running out of fuel and food and everything else. Old clothes. And they discuss all of this. They discuss, boy, wasn't that neat when we used to have Necco wafers? Wasn't that neat when we could turn on the faucet and get water? And it describes the societal interactions. And one thing that happened was a guy stole fish. A guy caught some fish and put them on a board. He went to take a dip in the water. And when he came out of the water, the fish were gone. That kind of a thing. And they addressed the fact that, you know, I'd let you have some fish, but wouldn't it be nice if you just asked? You know, okay, so you're hungry. Do we have to fight about it? How about just saying, hey, I'm really hungry. I haven't eaten in 3 days. Could I have some of that fish? But people didn't seem to do that. So this series is homework, because you're going to see exactly what's happening right now. And it's a series from 2002. And it wasn't Wuhan. It wasn't the China virus. It was, we couldn't make it because it was against the Geneva Convention for us to experiment with biological warfare. So it was done in New Delhi, India. Sounds kind of familiar, right? New Delhi, Wuhan. Not in the United States, but we did it. We did it. Just like we did it with the China virus. We were involved. We paid for it. It was done over there in China, in the Wuhan laboratory. I think you'll find this series fascinating. And it delineates that the government was really involved in it. It really was. So, Jeremiah. Kathy, back to you.
Good idea, Vince. Vince, a couple of things that I would recommend people do is, this happened to my girlfriend. It happened a few years ago, and she had a van, and she was at a gas station, and she didn't lock her door. She ran in to pay for the gas and foolishly left her purse on the seat, and somebody was watching. And she said it couldn't have been more than 20 seconds. She went in, gave him the money, came out, and when she got back in, the purse was gone. So they watched her. They slid the door open, grabbed her purse, and took off when she turned her back. So I don't think most people do that, but that's just a cautionary thing, is keep your items with you. And another tip that I saw was, one man said that his dad had what he called a dummy wallet. He had a wallet. He kept like $20 in it. He had some expired credit cards or just, you know, miscellaneous things that somebody would have thought it was really a wallet. And if he felt like if he ever got like mugged and they said, give me your wallet, he would give them that wallet, knowing that, okay, they'd probably take it and run. So that's a suggestion. I don't know how you feel about that, but it's better than them getting your license. And what I am going to do is, they have those little small, they're just big enough. I don't know if they're really not called a wallet, but they're big enough for credit cards and like your driver's license. And what I'm going to start doing with that is, I'm going to take my driver's license and my credit card and put them in there, and then just maybe put them in my back pocket or the front pocket, and my keys, put those in my pocket, because if somebody, God forbid, steals my purse, at least they don't have my credit cards, my license, and my keys. I mean, they might get some money or, you know, whatever's in my purse, but to try to cancel all those and replace all those, it is a lot of hassle. And what I do when I go into the store, I use that little child safety belt, and I put my handles, I zip up my purse, I put my handles through there and click it. I figure I normally keep my hand on the handle of my purse, but if I have to turn and grab something or put something, like produce in a bag or something, Somebody could take it quickly, but this way, at least if they go to grab it, they're not going to get it. I mean, I'm going to hear them because it's, I'm going to be right there. So, you know, Vince, the other thing you were talking about, people stealing, one lady said they had community gardens, and people were stealing from the community gardens. They can't even keep their produce. And she said what they found was right beyond the community garden, they found homeless people over there. And as soon as that people left, the homeless people would come in and take the produce and then go back like almost like in a wooded area. So I don't know what you do about that. I mean, unless you try to pick it as soon as you can and not leave it.
Well, I have some problems with the homeless around here, except they're animals. And they hop through the fence and they help themselves to tomatoes and peppers at night, you know, when we're not in the garden and we're not outside. But they're, you know, small animals like squirrels and maybe some rabbits, but maybe some other small animals, possums and raccoons. But, you know, the homeless people could also tend the garden. They could say, hey, listen, I'm hungry. I'm homeless. I live over there in that cardboard box over there. And I tell you what, I'm not doing much during the day. So how about can I do some gardening and can I have sharing the bounty? I mean, that would be kind of nice, wouldn't it? You're talking about your pocketbook and wallets. I like the idea of having I don't carry a wallet. I used to. But I don't anymore, and I haven't for many, many years. And the credit cards I have are not in my name. They don't have my name on them. They have an alias. I called the credit card company, and I said, I'd like to get another credit card, you know, like Discover and Visa and MasterCard. So I have credit cards in names that are not my name, but they're on my account. So it's kind of like if you had a stepchild, and his name was Jones, and your name was Smith. You could kind of say, I'd like to get a credit card in, you know, Jason Jones or John Jones. And they generally issue that. So that's not...
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, so I have credit cards in aliases. Okay, not my name. Now I pay for them. It's not like fraud. It's just I have credit cards with names on that aren't mine. And for example, one of my credit cards has the first and last name of a television mobster. Now the reason I did that is people think that, you know, I live on a farm in the middle of nowhere. I don't have a long driveway. I don't seem to have any visible means of support. People don't think that, you know, I actually raise cows for a living. They think that I'm in the mob. So I have a credit card with the name of, I'll tell you the name, Anthony Soprano. Okay. And I was thinking during the commercial break, based on what Kathy said, I should get another one. And people say that I look like Frank Colombo or Peter Falk, you know, Lieutenant Colombo. The television series Columbo, they say I look like him. So I think I'm going to call a credit card company and tell them I need another credit card and for my account, and they're going to ask me what name is that, and I'm going to say Frank Colombo. Now, they don't really say his name is Frank more than probably once in all the years that they've had the series, but he's Frank Colombo. So I think that, because I don't think I'll be able to get away with Lieutenant Colombo, but Frank Colombo will probably work. And over the years, I've been approached by, I was in the Olive Garden, and I paid my bill. This was when I used to go to restaurants many, many, many years ago. And I pulled out my credit card to pay the bill, and my family was there, and the manager came over. What a great name. What a great name. I said, well, thank you. I didn't tell him my name wasn't Anthony Soprano. But so you can do that. And it's above board, barely. But just my thoughts. So And I don't carry a wallet. If someone needs to steal my credit cards, I can hand them with, you know, credit cards with my left hand while I'm pulling the hammer back on my 45 with my right hand. Okay? So they're not going to get much from me. And by the way, class, if you are carrying a pocketbook, as ladies do, I suggest that you absolutely, positively do not put your gun in your pocketbook. Because when you lose your pocketbook to theft, along goes your credit cards, your driver's license, where you live, your checkbook, your cash, and your gun. Your gun needs to be on your person. When I say gun, I'm talking about rifle. Well, not rifle. Pistol and revolver, okay? On your person, okay? Back to you, Kathy.
Well, then, one of the sad stories that I heard was people are giving up their pets. And, again, I'm going to say to you, you know, if you have a cat, you know, can you give it chicken? Can you give it a little tuna? I mean, you don't have to buy the pet food. Dogs, you can give a variety, eggs and meat and carrots and zucchini and you name it. So if you have a few leftovers, now I know there's probably some situations where maybe they're struggling to eat and they can't even feed themselves. I understand that, but I just want to say, like I said at the beginning, try to think outside the box. And one story was so sad that a lady was working two jobs and she was going to give up her one-year-old child because she couldn't afford to feed it. So they apparently gave her some agencies to go to help get food for her. But, you know, Vince, we're just in a really difficult time. And I'm so glad that I have been preparing for years. At least I feel that I have some of the tools I need to survive some of the things that we may get into, Vince, because one lady wrote that in her ER, she went in, thought her husband was having a heart attack. They were in the emergency room, and there were homeless in there, and they were just sitting there because they had nowhere to go. And so they waited and waited 9 hours. She went home, and they went home, and then they called their primary care doctor because they weren't going to get any care that day, they said. So, you know, that's not typical America.
It's certainly not the America we remember. Absolutely terrible. So, class, it's incumbent upon you to take care of you, and really, the signs are right in front of you. The media is lying. The White House is lying. They're telling you that inflation is zero. That's absolutely not true. All you have to do is look at any price at all. It's not normal that prices change while you put things in your shopping cart, either electronically or at the supermarket. It's not normal that gas prices change moment by moment by moment. That's not normal. It's not normal that there are these shortages. And what's happened, the reason that you've noticed the shortages so much during the China virus, the lockdowns, is because the global supply was covering up the shortages. So if the product came from Poland and Poland ran out of them, well, maybe Czechoslovakia could make up for the difference, or the United States or England. But now that the global supply chain is broken, the cracks are showing. So now you can see that there are failures. You can see, let me just tell you what Bert told me. California was expecting to deliver blackouts because the grid couldn't take the demand. You know what he said? He said we didn't have to do that. We didn't have to have imposed blackouts because the transformers were blowing from the heat and the excessive power demand that they blew and took themselves out. That's why they didn't have rolling blackouts. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.